from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The numbers of COVID-19 cases keep climbing in Porcupine Health Unit territory. Another 146 reported today bring the pandemic total so far to 2,911, with 479 currently active. Catch up on all the numbers over on our website. With a jackpot that tops $500,000, the monthly 50-50 draw for the Timmonson District Hospital Foundation is a record. The previous one is a tad over $386,000. Executive Director Jason Laneville credits Christmas gift-giving and a jackpot that keeps feeding on itself. As it climbs, more people buy tickets. He's thankful for the support in the 16 months the draw has been running.
I'm looking at a $40 million equipment list in front of me. And if we didn't have the success that we're having from this stream of revenue, this gaming stream of revenue, we really wouldn't be able to put a dent into it.
The foundation's mandate is to raise money for hospital equipment. Ticket sales for the December 50-50 draw close at midnight. The draw is at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Timmins has joined points north with open snowmobile trails, about 100 kilometers of them around the city. Timmins Snowmobile Club Communications Director Gilbert Fortin says Cochrane and Kapuskasing are always open earlier because most of their trails are on abandoned roads, so there's less setup necessary than Timmins area trails.
We have a lot of marsh area that we have to wait to freeze to go and pack, freeze, pack again before we have a big tractor going on them.
Fortin calls the trails that are open passable, but he advises not driving your sled too fast on them. Compliance officials with the Ontario Alcohol and Gaming Commission could spoil any New Year's Eve party in a bar or restaurant tomorrow night. The commission says the officers will be out to ensure that booze sales end at 10 o'clock and the eateries and watering holes close by 11. Those measures, along with 50% capacity, are part of the latest anti-Omicron measures adopted by the province. And finally this afternoon, Moose 93.1 afternoon host Shane Button has a longtime loyal listener all the way from Grimsby, England. While he was cycling across Canada a decade ago, Paul Everett met Shane in New Brunswick. He followed his career to Timmins and listens to our station, especially Shane's show. It's on in the evening, England time. Everett says he loves cycling across Canada, experiencing the sights, sounds, smells, and size.
You could do England in a day on coast to coast, left to right. It took me 6 months to get across Canada.
Our complete interview with Paul Everett is attached to our web story. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.